We're speaking again with Jessica Lipsky, who wrote the book It Ain't Retro, Daptone Records and the 21st Century Soul Revolution, for a couple of bonus questions. Welcome back, Jessica.
Happy to be here.
So what is the one song on Daptone Records everyone should hear?
I would say The Contender by Menahan Street Band. This is off of their first studio album, Make the Road by Walking. And I actually saw them live in Brooklyn recently. They don't really play. They are a studio group, but it is this beautiful, soaring, and also like really energizing cinematic soul song. That whole album is just all killer, no filler.
Ah, love it. Who or what is your favorite artist or album on Daptone and why? That may be a little more broad, but...
Oh, that's really easy for me. Sharon Jones. Okay. I am Sharon Jones, ride or die. I cannot think of a more energetic, engaging, and talented performer of our time. I think that she had this great ability to dance and sing in the style of James Brown and Tina Turner, and really also did her own thing. It was a pleasure to see her perform, and anytime she was in town, I would get a ticket and be there early.
So is there an underrated artist or album on Daptone that you think is worth searching out?
I think the early Lee Field stuff is pretty underrated. I also think that I feel like Naomi Shelton doesn't get enough shine. You know, she has this very unique vocal styling, and a lot of people are sort of put off by gospel, but she does it in a great, great way. Here's another one that is underrated. The Sugarman Three, which was Neil Sugarman's band and actually a quartet. They do really great Hammond organ soul and are part of this like line of organ forward soul groups, such as the Scoton Cash Players, that are really fantastic.
Well, you have a Spotify playlist that's very deep. We're going to put up one that's a little bit narrower as an entry point. But if anybody's interested in these, your Jessica Lipsky's Spotify playlist on the history of Daptone is well worth listening to. Let me widen the net just a little bit. Do you have a favorite soul artist of all time?
I mean, you know, it probably is Sharon Jones. I just have a really emotional attachment to her music and how it makes me feel. But, you know, I would probably have to say James Brown, because he has like a stupefying output of music and really set the mold. I mean, there are so many incredible soul singers. And one great thing about collecting records and collecting in this particular vein is the well is so deep. It is never ending. There's always somebody new to learn about, and all of these like nuances and vocals and production. And sometimes the like newest record that I bought is my favorite thing. Mm.
I go back to Donnie Hathaway all the time, probably one of my favorite of all time. And that live album is just insane. What is your favorite soul album of all time? I know another hard one.
A very hard one. You know, it would probably be somewhere between The Impressions Keep On Pushing and a jazz soul album by Blood, Sweat, and Tears called Child Is Father to the Man.
Well, thank you, Jessica, so much for joining us again for the bonus questions. And again, it Ain't Retro, Daptone Records and the 21st Century Soul Revolution. Seek it out. It's a fantastic read, and the music is well worth checking out as well. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this teaser, have a listen to the complete podcast episode on your favorite podcast provider. Please follow, subscribe, and share. And thanks for listening to All Music Podcasts, a member of Pantheon Media.